This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union agriculture ministers met to discuss ways of moving grain, which is vital to global food security, out of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The meeting comes after Russia halted a deal that allowed the exports. The EU ministers met in Brussels for the first time since Russia pulled the plug last week on the wartime deal. The deal had allowed grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, where hunger is a growing threat and high food prices have pushed more people into poverty. A day earlier, at a UN food summit in Rome, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stressed the urgency of the situation.
With the termination of the Black Sea Initiative, the most vulnerable will pay the highest price. As when food prices rise, everybody pays for it.
The deal provided guarantees that ships would not be attacked when entering and leaving Ukrainian ports. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia launched its sixth air attack this month on Kyiv early Tuesday, according to the military administration of the Ukrainian capital, with air raid alerts blaring for more than 3 hours over the city and east half of the country. Russia attacked Kyiv with Iranian-made drones, and based on preliminary information, all the drones were downed by Ukraine's air defense systems. There were no casualties or serious damage. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Tuesday condemned the late-night launch of two ballistic missiles by North Korea hours after U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrived at a naval base in South Korea.
This is a series of actions that contravene the United Nations Security Council's resolutions. Along with condemning them, we have launched a protest.
North Korea has reacted angrily to the submarine's presence, saying such a deployment could meet the criteria for its use of nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the Biden administration is sending up to $400 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, including a variety of munitions for advanced air defense systems and a number of small surveillance Hornet drones. That aid comes as attacks in the war escalated to include strikes in Moscow and Crimea. It also includes an array of ammunition ranging from missiles to Stingers and javelins. The weapons are being provided through presidential drawdown authority, which allows the Pentagon to quickly take items from its own stocks and deliver them to Ukraine, often within days. Israel's parliament Monday ratified the first bill of a judicial overhaul sought by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after last gasp compromise efforts collapsed and failed to ease a constitutional crisis convulsing the country for months. We get more from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Opposition lawmakers inside the Knesset chanted shame, and some tore up documents before walking out. These acts of protest came after it was clear opponents could not block a bitterly divisive plan to overhaul the Israeli judiciary from clearing a vote in parliament on Monday. The bill, which curbs the country's Supreme Court's ability to overrule decisions by the government and ministers, passed in a 64-0 vote in the 120-member legislature.
In a showdown over immigration policies, the U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the governor of Texas for his refusal to remove a barrier from the Rio Grande River. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The lawsuit was coming. The Justice Department told Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week it would take legal action if he didn't remove a string of giant orange buoys from the Rio Grande, aimed at blocking migrants from crossing the river. The governor said, "See you in court." White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Justice Department is doing just that.
They also will see Governor Abbott in court for his unlawful action.
What makes it illegal?
Making it difficult to access the river, patrol the area.
There were also environmental concerns and complaints about other anti-migrant efforts. But Governor Abbott, in a letter to the president, says he has the right to defend his state's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A week-old wildfire on the Greek resort island of Rhodes has torn past the fences, forcing more evacuations. Strong winds and successive heat waves fueled three major fires raging elsewhere in Greece. The latest evacuations were ordered in South Rhodes after 19,000 people, mostly tourists, were moved in buses and boats over the weekend out of the path of the fire that reached several coastal areas from nearby mountains. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.